First question we have for you is that we do thank you for chatting with us today. And the first question is, how have you adjusted to the role since taking over for former President Dan Everett?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you, Kenny. You're actually my first interview after becoming president, so I'm certainly pleased to be back talking with you today.
Awesome.
As you say, moving into the position of President CEO is an adjustment for sure. I look at it as an opportunity to serve the college and the region. You know, my transition has been eased really by the wonderful team at Northern Lakes College. Staff and faculty have been very supportive. Our students have been great to work with. You know, I'm inspired daily by the tenacity and resilience of students. Unfortunately, I guess because of the pandemic, I've not been able to reach out into communities like I had hoped to actually get out physically into the communities, but certainly look forward to being able to do that hopefully sometime soon.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of us that are looking forward to life getting back to normal whenever that'll happen. But I know, we saw here in our newsroom email, Glenn, through the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce, an email in which the college is asking for letters of support for Northern Lakes College. But what is the outline it to our listeners, what is the college looking for support on?
Yeah, sure. No, thanks for the question. You know, our government has initiated a study of the post-secondary system. It's called Alberta 2030 Building Skills for Jobs. And Northern Lakes College thinks it's a great idea. Really, the purpose of the study, just quickly, is to look ahead to 2030 and the skills that would be most beneficial to graduates at that time. And then essentially to sculpt the Alberta post-secondary system so that, you know, the knowledge and skills essential for students are achieved in the most effective and efficient manner possible. I mean, it's a great concept. In my opinion, our ministry, which is Advanced Education, has done an excellent job of engaging Albertans to get their perspective through surveys, town halls, and other meetings. And really, Northern Lakes College wants to reinforce the understanding of our ministry regarding the context really, and the narrative of our communities. You know, our college has a long history, actually over 50 years now, of serving communities and of hearing and responding to their needs. And we think that's important. We think communities feel the same, and we want our ministry to know that.
All right, awesome. And I know we've seen that some of their consultants are saying that they're considering like board consolidations, and we've heard about these things propping up in like different parts of the country in terms of how they're trying to streamline boards. And can you explain why that model in Alberta 2030 is concerning specifically for rural post-secondary education? I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect policy, as we've learned, but there's if that's one concern, explain maybe why that would be a concern.
Sure. You know, Kenny, there's been a lot of consultation and discussion, especially around the super board concept, which is kind of has been come to be known around the province. And our concern with this model, I guess, is the eventual loss of rural voice over time, especially if these boards are urban-centric, made up of members from, you know, urban areas. Northern Lakes College has expressed our thoughts in the importance of being able to hear and respond to needs in our rural region. Our communities have supported us by submitting Alberta 2030 workbooks, which the ministry has invited us to do. And now letters have also been written and submitted to the ministry. So we are pleased with the support we've gotten from our communities. You know, I'd actually like to thank those who have participated. Kenny, Northern Lakes College has had an opportunity to speak as well with the Minister of Advanced Education, and we are given thoughts to express, opportunity to express our thoughts and concerns. And I believe Minister Nicolaides has heard our comments and, you know, maybe moving away from the super board concept is what I'm hearing recently. So, you know, I believe he's heard our thoughts and concerns, and we really appreciate that as a college.
Okay, that's awesome. And Glenn, I know there was like a certain thing I said about what's the ideal outcome, and I know you had mentioned that Minister Nicolaides was kind of moving away from that concept, but of course we'll keep an eye out for an official announcement. Now, you'd mentioned that there are so many good aspects of this review of Alberta 2030, building new skills and jobs, and I guess there's probably a lot of them, but what are some of the ones that, at least from Northern Lakes College, you really highlight and say, I'm glad the government's doing that?
Yeah, you know, I think the province is on the right track. You know, they've consulted, they've shown they're listening, and Northern Lakes College is in full support of our ministry's position of increased collaboration, reduced duplication of programs and services, reduced red tape, and we certainly support the work that's being done to ensure Alberta has an efficient and effective post-secondary system to prepare graduates, not only graduates of today, but graduates of the future. So I think this is a work that needs to be done, and as a college, we support it. I think it's a good thing.